You pull your red cloak tighter against your body for warmth, protection against the chill in the air. Dusk is rapidly approaching and you're making your way through the forest to your grand's house to deliver some goodies on this Harvest Moon Festival. You can hear every little creak and sound, the wind whistling through the trees, the hooting of an owl. And then you hear some rustling of bushes, a twig snapping, what sounds like a crack. You're getting a little frightened and you clutch your basket and your cloak and keep making your way along the trail. And suddenly you're startled as a man steps out in front of you. You stifle a scream and then you realize it's just one of the local lumberjacks, common in these forests. You smile and you greet him and he looks you up and down. Where are you off to? And you explain that you're heading to your grand's cabin because you've got some goodies for her on this harvest moon. He cocks his hip, looks at you a little closer. You shouldn't be out in the forest alone, especially at night. There are all manner of wild beasts, some say even monsters, that roam these lands. You feel a shiver go up and down your spine because, of course, you've heard the tales, you know the stories, but you've never paid them much attention. He gives you a warm smile and says, I'll be glad to escort you, keep you safe. You smile and accept the offer, and the two of you make your way through the forest. As night falls and the moon starts to rise, you arrive at your grandmother's house. You don't bother knocking, you just go inside, excited and happy to see her. But she's nowhere to be found. There's a fire in the hearth, so you know she was there recently, but you can't imagine where she must have got off to. You turn to the lumberjack and you tell him how confused you are. You don't know where she could be. He offers to stay with you until she comes back. That it would be foolish to go out into the woods this late at night looking for her. But surely she can't have been far away and she'll return shortly. You agree and you sit down in one of the chairs to wait. As the minutes pass, the moon gets higher in the sky. You notice that the lumberjack seems to be pacing back and forth, over to the window and back again, over to the window and back again. You're about to question if there's something wrong when he turns one last time away from the window, his gaze focused intensely on you. And you're not certain, but it seems that his eyes have started to turn yellow. You hear a low growl, rumbling in his chest, as he starts to approach you. You can feel your panic building again. Your heart is hammering in your chest. You have no idea what's going on until he's standing right in front of you as you sit in that chair. It's quite obvious now. His eyes are definitely yellow. He snarls at you. I told you. There are all manner of beasts in this woods. And a hand reaches out, wrapped itself quickly around your throat, squeezing it. And your hands come up, grabbing at that forearm, trying to pull it away, but it's no use. He's much too strong. You're gasping for breath as he lifts you up out of that chair. He's strong now. So strong. He lifts you up and he turns and he lays you right down on the wooden table. Your red cloak spreading out around you like a pool of blood. His other hand roughly grabs at your legs, shoving them open, spreading them apart. Your dress starting to hike up your thighs. Another growl escapes as that hand roughly pushes up between your legs, finding your delicate little panties, and with one hard yank, tearing them off of you. You would scream if you could, but that hand around your throat is preventing that. All you could do is twist and writhe and whimper. You know you can't get away. There's nothing you can do. No. And then you watch as he opens his pants and frees that hard, thick, throbbing cock, rubbing it on your wet little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And then before you know what's happening, with one hard thrust, he buries that cock inside you, driving it in hard and deep, burying it to the hilt, those balls resting right up against your ass, leaning over you, the other hand gripping the edge of the table, squeezing your throat and holding you down tight, letting you feel that thick hardness filling your wet little cunt. Yes, fuck. And he starts to pump his hips, slamming that cock in and out of your tight, wet little fuckhole. Oh my God, fuck. Feel that pussy getting wetter. And squeeze it around his cock as he keeps fucking it in and out of you. Oh my God. Yeah. Take that big, hard cock, you fucking little slut. Oh my God, fuck. You can hear scratchy the nails on wood. Twist your head to the left. And you see that free hand scraping along the wooden table. Long, sharp claws sprouting from the ends of his fingers. Digging gouges in the wood. And then they're coming up over you. Your eyes wide with fear as those sharp claws rake down the front of your blouse, tearing it to shreds, exposing your tits. Nipples stiff and hard. The sharp claws just lightly graze over your soft, smooth skin. before squeezing one of those tits. Cock still pumping in and out of you, fucking you hard and fast. Not letting you up from that table. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. You can see the man's face. Oh, my God. Transforming even more. Getting more wolf-like with each thrust of that cock inside your wet little hole. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And then the cock is pulling out of you, and you think maybe you're finally going to be free. As a hand starts to release its grip on your throat. But instead, those strong hands grab you around the waist, roughly flip you over onto your stomach. One strong hand pushing down between your shoulder blades, shoving your chest down onto that hard wooden table, your tits pressed against it, bent over the edge of it, your feet kicking at the floor, as you feel one of those hands grab one of your ass cheeks, squeezing it hard, slapping it, stinging it. Oh, fuck. And then the cock is back at your wet little cunt, shoving into you, fucking you from behind. Oh, yeah. Take that fucking cock, you little girl. Oh, my God, fuck. Oh, fuck. Feel those hips slamming against your ass. The thickness of that cock filling up your little cunt over and over again. Your body pinned down over that wooden table. Fuck. Fuck. It's fucking you harder, deeper, using your little pussy for all it's worth. Fuck. Oh my God. You can't help yourself. You can feel your little pussy about to come all over that big fat fucking cock as it invades your little pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. You can hear it starting to howl at the moon. Oh, my God. Fuck. As a cock buries itself fully inside you. One hand coming up past your shoulder, digging those nails into the table. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh my God, fuck. Fucking. No! Fuck. Ah! Fuck. Fuck. Feel a cock throb and pulse and jerk as comb erupts inside your little cunt. And then just as quickly, it's pulling out of you. Feeling releasing that grip on your body. And the slamming of a door. Leaving you there panting, bent over that table. Whimpering and moaning and so well fucked. You finally managed to gather yourself. Trying to arrange your tattered clothes back around your body. Concealing them with your red cloak. As you're trying to wonder exactly what happened, the door to the cabin opens, and your gran arrives, saying, "It looks like you've had quite a fright. Let's get you warmed up, get you something to eat, and you can tell me about your evening."